On the 13th of September, Ringo becomes father to a son, Zach. On September 20th, Pete Best's solo career forges ahead with the release of this song on Mr. Maestro Records.
They say you found another, is it true?
On the 26th of October, the Beatles are invested with their MBEs by the Queen. John says, "She was just like a mum to us. She really put us at our ease."
The man shouted out, George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr. And Starr was the cue for us to walk forward, left foot first. It was just like a show.
And we bowed, and then we walked to the Queen, and we walked back and bowed, and we walked away.
Left foot forward.
Yes, we always started.
We were drilled beforehand by some big guardsman fella. And every time he was reading out the names and he got to Ringo Starr, he kept cracking up.
The only people there was nobody trying to get at us, though. They were all friendly, you know.
All the people waiting for
it. We did about 50 autographs.
We signed for all the people waiting to get their MBEs and OBEs.
Yeah? Yes. They were all nice, you know. And there's only one fella who said, I want it for my daughter. I don't know what she sees in you.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
The rest of October and early November is spent in the recording studio, producing a landmark album. And, as if that wasn't enough, their 11th single as well. The album was called Rubber Soul, a play on words dreamed up by Paul. It represented a major departure for the band. They were no longer just a high-power rock and roll band playing a mixture of rock standards along with their own numbers. Now an element of the intellectual side of the Beatles was seen. From the punning comment on Britain's growing infatuation with soul music that became the album's title, to some of the social commentary showing up in the lyrics. Producer George Martin describes his involvement.
I think Rubber Soul really was the first of the albums which really presented a new Beatles to the world. Up to then, we had been making albums rather like a collection of their singles, and now we were really beginning to think about albums as a bit of art on their own, you know, being a bit pompous about it, but we were trying to think of the album as an entity of its own. And Rubber Soul, I think, was the first one to emerge in this way.
The quality of production was going up as well, from the gorgeous cover photo by Robert Freeman to the final sounds of the tracks recorded. John Lennon said of Rubber Soul, "We were just getting better technically and musically, that's all. Finally, we took over the studio. In the early days, we had to take what we were given. We didn't know how you can get more bass. We were learning the techniques on Rubber Soul."
I would be responsible generally for the solos. I mean, I don't mean that I would write George's solo necessarily, although sometimes that did happen. But I would say, well, we need a solo here, or we need a line here.
The first track, with its complicated rhythm and changes, signals a new style for the Beatles. It's written and sung by Paul. He also plays lead guitar and piano. George does something a little different. He comes up with a very important part of the song, the bass line.